This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to host a bipartisan group of U.S. senators at the White House today after they signaled progress toward an agreement on a major package of infrastructure spending. Discussions on recent days have focused on a spending plan of more than $1 trillion, split roughly evenly between new and repurposed funding. Specific targets of action include improving the nation's roads and electrical grid and widening access to broadband internet. One of the main points of contention has been how to pay for the plan. Biden has advocated raising the corporate tax rate, but Republicans have opposed that step after successfully cutting the rate during the previous administration of President Donald Trump. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Libya's interim prime minister are holding talks today in Berlin on the heels of an international conference focused on supporting Libya's transition to a permanent, stable government. The conference, hosted by Germany and the United Nations, included officials from 17 countries and reinforced support for national elections in Libya, scheduled for late December. Libya has experienced political instability since the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that ousted longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi from power. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to visit the U.S.-Mexico border Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root causes of migration from Central America. Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico early this month, pointedly telling migrants, "Do not come to the U.S." Via remote, this is VOA.